the fourth and final hour of this April 1st, 2010 edition. We're going to look at oddities and the Nancy Schaefer so-called suicide case. Former state senator, head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, exposing government child kidnapping rings run by the CPS, bounties on certain types of children. She was brutally gunned down in the back. Her husband shot in the chest. People do not normally commit suicide that way. Her family has said on record they don't believe they committed suicide. This is getting very, very suspicious. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. I want to get into some other facets of the health care bill. WorldNet Daily is reporting that Krugman admitted on one of the national TV programs that the death panels will save money. And that's what this does. It allows the federal government to lower the standard of care, cut Medicare and Medicaid, and the insurance companies wrote the legislation. That is coming up in the next segment. But getting back to this article I started mentioning at the end of the last hour, pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. U.S. researchers have engineered a pill that can alert patients and medical professionals that has been inserted with the help of a digestible microchip and tiny antenna. And I've seen studies where they've got genetically engineered corn and other food to sterilize people, where they've got other food that has tiny nanotech RFID chips in it, developed to be put in vaccines. But here it is in CBC. If you've ever been plagued by temporary amnesia, and forgot whether or not you took your medication, take heart. U.S. researchers have engineered a pill that will jog your memory. Take heart. You know, you shouldn't write it down if you took it. You shouldn't keep that by the medication. No, you need to digest a pill that lodges in your intestines and tracks everything you do. The pill, designed by engineers at the University of Florida, is embedded with a tiny non-toxic microchip and antenna that can be digested. When it is ingested, it emits a signal that is picked up by a small electronic device carried or worn by the patient. That device, in turn, signals a cell phone or laptop, letting patient or medical professionals know the pill has been taken. So you're a political dissident. They've grabbed you. They've thrown you in a loony bin. You're cheeking the pills and getting rid of them. I've seen famous cases, even in the New York Times, they reported where they grabbed, Dr. Sell, that dentist that was exposing government corruption with Medicare and Medicaid. They've held him for 10 years, drugging him before trial in a prison. Oh, you want to try to not take the drugs? We're going to put a pill in you, a microchip in you, that tracks everything you are doing. Look at England. Same things are happening here in the U.S. They're trying to create laws to make everybody a criminal so they can get you in the system. Pet shop owner faced £1,000 or $1,500 fine and told to wear an electronic tag for selling a goldfish to a boy age 14. Under a law to stop abusive animals, you've got to be 16 or older to be able to buy any type of animal from a pet shop. So not just alcohol and cigarettes, but now it's everything. Police accused of trespass after burglaring 50 homes to show owners how insecure they are. They have zoning laws here in the U.S. where they come in your house without asking, especially in Illinois. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. When it comes to fighting crime, a certain understanding of the criminal mind is essential. But the police have been criticized for their attempts to prevent a spate of house thefts by committing the burglaries themselves. See, training you that they come in your house without a warrant. And they have Magna Carta in England, but they're setting the precedent. Officers have been entering private homes through open windows or unlocked doors, supposedly as a warning to residents about a lack of security. And, of course, the public's disarmed, so there's no danger to the police. Once inside, officers pick up any valuables and items they see, such as iPods and purses, and leave them in a swag bag for the owner to find. How many cops have been caught all over the world stealing and robbing? The cops are just doing this to set the precedent to come in your house, steal whatever goodies they want. Here's another one. School apologizes that their pupils were frog marched to be fingerprinted so they could eat at the cafeteria. It is all coming up after this quick break. And New York Times columnist, death panels will save a lot of money. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable Economist.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're building our TV studio next door. We have 7,000 square feet here. We got 7,000 square feet next door. They are probably 70 yards away. But you may hear banging during this hour. We never had that as a sound effect in the background. I don't know if you can hear it right now, but they're driving metal studs into the ground in the studio, and I'm trying to rush them. The city held us up for 6 months with permits, and so I've told them just continue. If it gets too bad, we'll just, I guess, take off a few days or something, because nothing can stop us putting this studio in. So an added a level of radio theater. Oh, I hear it starting up again. Talk about trying to not be distracted while you're doing something. Can you guys hear that on air? You can't hear it? Well, that's fine then. It's louder than 4th of July for me, but this must be a good microphone setup we have. Okay, well, then I'll try to focus with the banging in the background. All right. Look, here's the problem with covering health care. It's like any other issue. It's so bad, I can't even find the proper words to cover how evil it is. And now that we've had a week and a half to go over the full final version, it's amazing even me, and I expect a lot out of these tyrants. I mean, it takes a lot to surprise me. Tom Daschle, 3 years ago, wrote a book. We've read the passages saying we need to get more like Europeans who just understand after 60, you have a duty to die. And they have this comparative care. They have these bioethicists that sit over the hospitals under federal control, and they decide if you get health care. And as you get older, they begin rationing the care. And that is in the bill. And AP reported, of course, that, oh, it was an oversight, but it's law now. Children and others with pre-existing conditions, you don't get coverage. The insurance companies don't have to give it to you. And then you go on Medicare, Medicaid, and the taxpayer pays for it. But then you get a lower standard of care. That's how they cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, lower the standard of care, but raise taxes. It's nothing but a tax increase for government and a boondoggle payoff to the insurance companies. I'm going to get into that coming up next. But we've got the YouTube video itself posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but WorldNet Daily has an article about it as well that's excellent. New York Times columnist, death panels will save a lot of money. That's a quote. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable economists, agree, it's going to be major. And their argument is, hey, these panels are going to cut what tests you get, what surgeries you get, just like in Europe or just like the VA. The one case we have of government-run health care, it's a nightmare. I was talking to a lady this morning from England. She was telling me just how the health service is absolutely horrible. But you talk to Americans who've been told the lie, those that support socialist health care, like, oh, it's great. Everything's free in England. Waiting a month on a gurney. That was in the news last week, and dying a month, not being given any health care. 18 months for cancer surgeries that are almost 100% operable if you get it within a few months. Oh, no, you wait over a year and a half, you die. So I wanted to go ahead and play the New York Times economic columnist Paul Krugman says the so-called death panels established by President Obama's trillion-dollar nationalized health care plan will end up saving a lot of money for the government. But he's operating under the false left-right paradigm, saying, well, wait a minute, Republicans, you're saying this is going to cost too much money, but if these death panels cut the amount that's spent, which they will, then that cuts spending. No, that's not how this works. The insurance companies get a lower standard of care for everybody. They get to force 30 million plus people to get insurance. And the government gets to raise all these new taxes on people and save money. So more money goes to the banks and insurance companies and interest on the debt. You get less care. You get less service. So he knows people are watching at home, and he tries to manipulate them by saying, well, wait a minute, if this cuts cost, how is this driving up the deficit? But they admit it costs more money. They admit it raises all these taxes. They admit it brings in more money, but does lower cost because you're being robbed. And I'm going to go over the insurance companies that were behind this in a moment. But right now, let's go ahead and play Paul Krugman on ABC News program this week. Here it is.
Amazing, actually, if you think about people on the right, they're simultaneously screaming they're going to send all the old people to death panels, and it's not going to save any money. That's a contradictory point of view.
Death panels would save money.
What?
I mean,
well, the advisory panel, which has the ability to make more or less binding judgments on saying this particular expensive treatment actually doesn't do any good medically, and so we're not going to pay for it, that is actually going to save quite a lot of money. We don't know how much yet. The CBO gives it very little credit, but most of the healthcare economists I talk to think that it's going to be a really major cost saving.
There you go. A cost savings, and they admit over $40 billion a year cuts in Medicare and Medicaid, and they're not just all the new federal taxes and taxes on health care, savings accounts, and everything else, but they make the states come up with money for Medicare and Medicaid. They make them contribute to it, completely unconstitutional. Now, I told you how 3 months ago I was in an airport. I already knew this. I already read it other places. But there was the head of the healthcare insurance lobby saying, hey, we wrote this bill, and if you put a public option in it, which I'm not for, by the way, because it'll always get stolen. It's wrong to take people's money for somebody else. It's wrong for the government to make you buy something. But it's even worse than stealing money to help people, because they're not even doing it for that. Of course they're not. Did the Soviets steal people's money and labor to help them? Did Hitler, the National Socialist, do it? Did Mao Zedong? No, 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 no. That's the point. You're always going to get cheated. But there they were, saying, if you do try to actually cover people with pre-existing conditions, we're pulling out. We're for this if it makes people come buy our goods, if it makes them buy our service and lets us lower quality. And that's why in the last week and a half, all the major insurance, health insurance company stocks are up, and it's been leading the stock market up in the last week and a half, and that was all over AP, Bloomberg, you name it. There's your evidence for all you stupid liberals who really believe the nanny state cares about you and the government loves you, and boy, you got the rich guys, you got the middle class, you know, you're going to get your free giveaway now because you want to be a lazy parasite. Or because you're so taxed and so regulated, you can't make ends meet because of big government destroying our economy and ruining the best health care in the world. Some people aren't lazy. They are being cheated. And the illegals are bankrupting. And I mean, it goes on and on. But a great article by Revolt of the Plebes. We've got it up on Infowars.com. The K Street Hustling of Obamacare. And it says, ooh, snap. Looks like we've been right all along. All the K Street money pumped into the House and Senate has been overwhelmingly one-sided in favor of Obama's horrendous new health care legislation. Go figure. According to a new study released over the weekend by the Center for Public Policy, a nonpartisan public interest think tank in D.C., it is estimated that a record $120 million was spent lobbying for the health reform. In addition to direct lobbying, some of the top firms also rewarded members of Congress with campaign contributions through political action committees and individual lobbying donations. The largest of these firms, Patton Boggs LLP, contributed more than $55,000 almost exclusively to Democrats. Patton Boggs represents Bristol Myers Squibb, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the nation and the eighth largest corporation in the United States. On January 21, 2010, Patton Boggs was one of several big-name health insurance, pharmacological, and hospital lobbying organizations whose top executives got together to throw a fundraiser for Massachusetts senatorial candidate Martha Coakley in hopes of landing her, the Democratic seat, at the crucial 60th vote needed to pass the health care takeover bill. The other top firms that participated, along with a list of companies they represent, are as follows. And it goes on for page after page after page after page. And you can go also in a link here to the Center for Public Policy, and look, over 94% of all lobbying health care and insurance money, and the guy behind Obama more than anybody else, Berkshire Hathaway Insurance Company, Mogul, they are all there pushing this. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you name it. The biggest fortunes are made by controlling government contracts. Even Ross Perot, who bashes big government, made almost all his money with EDS and other companies with government contracts. That is how this works. And they list it. Capitol Hill Strategies. Amgen, the nation's largest biotech firm. Bio, a multi-million dollar biotech firm. Merck, largest pharmaceutical company in the world. Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, the whole association. A trade group representing pharmacological and biotechnology companies. Grover Park Group, Blue Cross, a federated 39 health insurance organizations, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pfizer, a pharmacological company ranking number one in sales in the world. Duberstein Group, Norvitus, the pharmacological company ranking number one in revenues and all three in sales, and it goes through all that. Moleman, Vogel, Castagetti, Humana, the fourth largest health insurance company in the United States. Abbott Laboratories, multi-billion dollar pharmaceuticals healthcare company. Healthcare wrote it. And they're the ones that got government involved the last 35, 40 years that jacked up prices and raped you. Hey, you got it right. The insurance companies are cheating you and raping you. And they're going to get you a lot worse now. And then you'll go, I want more government. I didn't get my free lollipop. And they'll go, that's okay. Rob everybody else. And we'll make sure you end up getting some money down the road. I voted for even more government, and I didn't get it. Vote for more, and you might. Meanwhile, they're militarizing the police to suppress real Americans who aren't stupid and realize what's happening. General Electric was behind it. Ellendorf Strategies, United Health Group, Heather Podesta and Partners, Cigna, Eli Lilly, on and on and on and on. 94% of all the lobbying money from the top 20 companies for the healthcare rape-off. But you don't hear Rush Limbaugh telling you that. He tells you the insurance companies are good. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
I hear the neocon fake conservative talk show host like a tree full of parrots every day saying that the insurance companies aren't making that much money. It's free market. They're allowed to make money. How dare these communists not want them to make money? It's the American way. The big insurance companies, by and large, lobby the government to make you pay for more and more overpriced health care, to give other people supposedly free health care, so they get your tax money. They lobbied for the stinking bill. And it is a hoax that all over the news they keep saying insurance companies were against this. If the stinking moron, collectivist grassroots could have been shown the facts of how the insurance companies wrote this, it would have never gone through. So on the left, they lie to people saying, oh, don't worry, you're getting free health care, and you're not. If this doesn't kill our economy, nothing will, along with the carbon taxes and all the rest of it. And then the right-wingers get up there and act like the insurance companies are against this when they know full well they were. And they're subsidiaries of the very same usual suspects, private central banks that are doing all of this. So I challenge everyone to get the article. Again, we have it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just go to Revolt of the Plebes, or go directly to the Center for Public Policy to read their report. And you can see from hard numbers what money was donated, who lobbied. 94% of the insurance and health insurance and biotech and big pharma money went directly to Congress to support and push this through. And they campaigned and had fundraisers and did everything they could to ensure its passage, and they got it passed. And I talk to the average person on the street, or I get emails going, how dare you, you stinking piece of filth, working for the insurance companies, Jones. We know you're getting money from them. We know you're fighting this health care bill because you want little old ladies to die and you don't want children to get health care. What type of monster are you? What type of trash are you? We're going to get you if it's the last thing we do. Obama's going to save us. He cares about us. He wants to help us. He's so good. I love Obama.
Obama, 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 I love you.
You love being con. You love being idiots. You love being morons. And I don't hate you. I'm just sick of it. I'm disgusted with your willful moron behavior. Now, I'm done talking about the Democrats. Let me talk to conservatives out there. You want things to really change, get up off your fat butts and actually research the real issues in this country. Discover for yourself the facts that you've been trained that all corporations are good, all banks are good, and there should be no regulation, no one should investigate the banks or insurance companies, and they're perfect and everything's wonderful. But then meanwhile, you don't like big government and corporate welfare. When Bush tripled the size of government, expanded government welfare. Sure, Obama's gone even further, but there's no lesser of two evils here. The Republicans are out of power. The Democrats have the votes to pass it. So they made the political calculation at the leadership level. Some of the rank and file are good and are moral and are constitutionalist, like Ron Paul and a few others. Michelle Bachmann, Gohmert. They aren't perfect, some of them. By the way, Ron Paul's on Monday with a lot of key news. It's just so obvious. And I get these emails every day and these calls and explain it to me. How do I explain it to my mother? How do I explain it to my father? How do I explain it to my son, to my daughter, to my neighbor, to my boss, to my employees? How do you explain it? The stinking insurance companies wrote the bill. Big mega corporations are piratical. They are criminal. They are not free market. They have taken control of our government. You Republicans don't like the Bill of Rights being violated, the Constitution, for this health care bill, but you like secret torture. You like the Patriot Act. You like arrest without warrant, indefinite detainment. Don't you understand this Homeland Security legislation and all the accompanying legislation was written to suppress you? We have the government documents that prove it. MIAC and Homeland Security and others. Don't you understand you're being conned? You're being manipulated? Don't you understand that the big neocon talk show host, none of them will tell you the truth that the insurance companies wrote this bill? If you go to the stinking, low-level, dumbed-down liberals and explain that to them, you will be able to wake them up. But you are a bunch of stinking idiots as well. Stop being stinking idiots. Stop being morons. Stop being conned. Stop being manipulated. Stop being fools. Get informed. You're not going to ever beat this government takeover, IRS takeover of healthcare by saying you want to take free healthcare away from people. You will only beat it by addressing it for what it is, a giant looting, a robbery, more than a bailout for the banks and insurance companies, and the government's going to run our lives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Well, a few months ago, head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, former state senator Nancy Schaefer called one of my producers a few times, and he mentioned, he said, Nancy Schaefer wants to talk to you. And I get piles of these, and then didn't get her on. And now she's dead. But I'm just looking for the truth of what happened. It sounds suspicious to be shot in your back, and then the husband shoots himself in the chest. Most people commit suicide by shooting themselves in the head. But regardless of that, and we'll talk some about that with William Fain, who some of Nancy Schaefer's friends told us about. He's making a documentary about this. He had talked to Ms. Schaefer 48 hours before she died. He had talked to her husband. And very soon, in the next few weeks, he's going to be releasing this video. And I know CPS hunts children. I know they get bounties for, say, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child, that they have operatives in daycares, in public schools, everywhere to take your children. I know they lie on reports. I know the federal government gives them bounties for the number of kids they're supposed to get. I know a lot of them have gone to prison for this. But Schaefer, up in Georgia, had been on last year and said she was really tracking down and had the evidence of them having bounties to grab completely, you know, innocent families' children away from them. And under the family court set up over 100 years ago in England, the last 90 years in the U.S., It's a eugenics court, a racial hygiene court. They would take your kids and sterilize them if you were poor. No judge, no jury. They just did it. Not a real judge on a real jury. They had just a judge. And so I want to stick to what we can prove here, the investigation, the last things that she was working on, and so I can find out what all this incredible information was she wanted to discuss on the air. And so joining us is William Fain from Georgia. William, specifically, though, because you said you wanted to clear some things up, Rob Dew talked to you Monday, and you said, yeah, I do have some suspicions. But then since then, it's 3 days later, you now are saying some of those are allayed. So you've got the floor on that issue first about her death, dual suicide, whatever it is, murder. Because go over that for folks, and then let's get into what you and her were working on.
Okay, first of all, I'm from Tennessee, and you can just call me Wilkie.
But you're working on this in Georgia. I'm sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm in Georgia. Basically, when I first got reported to me, I got it, the report within minutes before the investigator even had gotten there because of my contacts. And the first report did make me feel very suspicious. I had a lot of the same feelings that I see post on the Internet, that it was an assassination. Because the first report I got was Nancy's been shot and she's dead, Wilkie. And I said, well, you're going to find Baird, which is Bruce, close by, something's wrong. And at that point, no one had told me that Bruce had been shot. So, yes, I was very suspicious. And then we were up, of course, all night long. Then they call and say, Bruce is also dead. And the information I was given, it's kind of started making me feel that it was not an assassination. And throughout the weekend, the information poured in. And then by Monday morning, when Rob called me, I said, yes, I was suspicious at the beginning. Now I'm not. And then after having a face-to-face meeting with several people and seeing what their information is, I have 100% no doubt that it was murder-suicide. And it was not a suicide pact. Nancy did not know it was going to happen. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm convinced it had been planned for some time, a couple of weeks in advance. And I believe anybody with any neutrality in this that would look at it would come to the same conclusion. So I want to
say, well, how did you get into battling the CPS? How did you meet Nancy Schaefer?
Well, Nancy had heard about me through a mutual friend. I traveled the country helping families out that had their children taken between making movies. And I said, I'm going to dedicate 2 years to this. I'm going to stop making movies. Well, my friend calls me up and says, this lady named Nancy Schaefer, this has been a year ago, wants to meet with you. So I went to meet with Nancy, and she gave me all this information. And she said, I've got the smoking gun, and she just gave me a ton of stuff. And I said, we got to be friends. And when I checked it all out, I said, Nancy, you're telling me that pigs can fly, and I'm telling you pigs don't have wings. Some of this can't be true. About 70% of it proved to be absolutely 100% true. Some of the rest of it was people just kind of going their way with their message. So,
and let me just add, though, from your bio, you're a credible, well-known person. We're not just talking to a random Yahoo here. You came highly recommended from Nancy Schaefer's friends. You've owned 3 race teams with NASCAR, started a sports magazine, also a radio talk show host about NASCAR-related efforts. And so you're a successful guy who's really set aside a lot of his time to fight the abuses of CPS. Go ahead.
Well, you hit on the subject at first there, when you said family court. My first movie was A Father's Rights, and it's in 17 countries. And it's about family court. That's what happened to me.
In fact, we should have you up separately just about that. Exactly. You have really stood up for families' rights. You've got a long track record.
This is what I fight for nationwide. I've got cases that I help out across the country. And Nancy gave me the leads. She would call me up and say, there's this family down in Florida that DFACS took their kids while they're here, Wilkie. They're scared to come back into Georgia. What can we do? Or I can now release some of the information that she didn't want released up until this past week. But on the 30th of this past month, the day before the funeral, I traveled down to Blairsville, Georgia, and myself, for an attorney in Tennessee, filed a lawsuit against DFACS and a gentleman by the name of Lee Cothran. Lee Cothran, some of the people that's listening to your show is going to recognize his name. Nancy had been tracking him down for several years and could not find him. He was accused of molesting 13, 15-year-old girls that were in foster care. He was a DFACS caseworker. Suddenly, he disappeared and nobody could find him. So when Nancy said, Wilkie, can you find him? I found him 4 weeks later just south of Dallas in Texas. He's now about to be served. He's going to have to answer for what he did. So Nancy was about to announce that. We had to keep it under wraps because we had hidden cameras and we had me down there and kind of in harm's way looking for this guy. So we now are going to expose that system, and DFACS just got sued for this. This little girl, who's now 23, is going to make a great witness. We actually waited to her birthday to file it. So Nancy wanted it. That was her number one case.
But isn't that suspicious that you're finally honing in on these people and suddenly they both get killed?
Well, it's not. I can tell you from experience that the cases that the attorneys would call me in and Nancy would call me in, and the turmoil and the horror that we see every day, it's just you go to bed at night, you see demons. We hardly ever get any good news. And Nancy had really been weighing on her. And last Saturday before all this happened, the Saturday prior to her death, we were filming in Atlanta, and I set aside a day. I said, bring all your families in. And some of the families found out I was going to be there, and they flew in from Texas and Montana to spend 30 minutes with me. And Nancy sat right there beside me, and we listened to every one of them, filmed them. And I took a break, and I walked outside, and Bruce pulled me off the side like he always does, and we were drinking a bottle of water, and he said, you know how important this is to her that you've done this? I said, yeah, I do. He said, and he said these words, and I didn't catch on at that point. He said, no matter what, Wilkie, you get this out there. Don't you let anybody or anything stop you. I said, I'm not going to, Bear. And he said, that's what Nancy wants. So I went back inside, not even thinking anything. Bear often encouraged us to finish. We wrapped up that day at about 7 o'clock that night. I talked with Nancy, and then and actually had dinner with him. And then,
but everybody that knew him said he was a great guy. Are you saying
he is? Oh, well,
you're saying, well, why would he? But I mean, to be clear, you're saying Nancy, from talking to investigators, didn't know he was going to shoot her in the back. I mean, that doesn't sound.
She had no clue, and it's not just from talking to investigators.
But if he's a nice guy, why does he kill his wife?
Well, you fast forward to Wednesday prior to this, we had a big court hearing, and it went bad for the family. And so I called everybody together in a room, and this person that's investigating it was there, sitting right beside Nancy, and we made a plan on how to help this little girl out. Nancy asked me to walk her to the car. So I did, and Bruce came down, and we talked for a moment, and he said, do you need us anymore? Do you need any more film or pictures? I said, I've got everything I need there. He said, get this out here. I said, okay. Now, what's not being told in the papers, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this, Alex, because you got to be the family. You got to respect the family. But in those letters to the children, I'm sure it explained to them why he did this. Now, I don't agree with his motive, but their finances, without me getting into it, was the main reason. There's a story about cancer. Bruce had cancer several years ago. His health had been a little bit failing, but Nancy had never said again that it was cancer again, just that his health was failing. But in my opinion, and this is my opinion, from what I've seen, is they lost money in bank stocks or whatever they had invested in. And I don't think she knew to the degree of how bad it was. I think some of it was being kept from her. That's my opinion from what I've seen. And he just kind of took matters in his own hand because of the stuff that she goes through on a daily basis. He made a decision that he should have discussed with her. And I can promise you that Nancy Schaefer,
he was watching her so tore up watching these pedophiles having their way with the kids and the government not being able to be stopped that she was so depressed and they were broke that he just said, I'm going to get her out of this right now.
Well, I'm not going to use the word depressed or broke. I am going to say that this job is hard on you. And it's a 24-hour day. There's nights you don't sleep. But me and Nancy, when you talk about it, this was her life. If you were around Nancy, this is what she talked about. How do we help this family? How do we help this
family? Well, because it was her life, let's leave that now. And I still think it should be investigated. But I know you're a credible guy. I've seen all the great work you've done. Shifting gears in the last minutes we've got left here. We've got about 15 minutes left. A break coming up. She had called us the last few months. You're busy. I'm busy. I hadn't called her back because I'm constantly covering CPS from other angles. We'd had her on a few times. Powerful info. She had said she was getting into pure evidence of bounties with CPS taking certain kids that these groups wanted. And you're saying you've got smoking gun evidence without getting into names because the film's going to be released soon. And you say you've got high-powered lawyers trying to stop you and everything else. But what had you guys discovered? What was all this smoking gun info?
Without getting into names, I'll give you just a few details. The way we have to defeat CPS is their standards. And what I've got is I've got an insider, number one, behind a sheet who explains how they beat these kids. And you're right. I don't call it a bounty. You can call it what you want. The federal government does give money to these people as they adopt them out. The state of Georgia does get money for that. We all know that. This DFACS worker, caseworker, explains exactly how they do it. She's on camera. You're going to hear it out of her own mouth. And then we switch to a case that is going to be so horrific where DFACS took a child from one family and then gave it back to them. It had to be money involved. There's no other way around it. Somebody had to pay somebody off. And when you see it, no one under 18 is going to watch it. It's horrific footage.
Well, tell us what we're going to see.
You're going to see a 2.5-year-old child, and I don't know the political correct term for the word, like a mongoloid person. I don't know the correct term. Excuse me. The mother is
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. I'm sorry if I offended somebody.
No. The elites are obsessed with those. But go ahead.
The Down syndrome mother. It was returned. The child has been returned to the grandmother, and they live in a shack that the Clampets wouldn't live in. And the grandmother's orders from the court with CPS was this. Don't let your 26-year-old son, who's a registered sexual predator in the state of Georgia, around this child. He cannot spend the night there. Don't let your husband, the grandfather, around him because he's been arrested for incest. Don't let the Down syndrome mother around him because she doesn't even know what she's doing. And in court, she testifies she has sex with her father. We're going to cut from that document, and you're going to see this mother pulling this 2.5-year-old kid away from a cattle barn sale, 11 o'clock at night, and in front of everybody, she drops her pants, urinates, pulls them up. It's all over. She picks the child up as she's hitting him. She's actually hitting him. Sits him on the lap of the 26-year-old sexual predator. He turns the child's face toward him and full on the mouth kisses him, then takes him outside the building for a good 10 or 15 minutes. As the mother is picking bugs from her hair and eating them, it's all on film. DFACS knows this for a fact. They've seen it and will not go back and get that kid. And yet, right down the road, one county over, they just this past few months ago seized a 6-month-old white, blue-eyed baby girl, falsified the document by saying there's no blood relatives, there's no grandparents. Yet the grandparents were the ones taking care of the child in the hospital every day. Beautiful home.
And they always do that. You can have grandparents that are doctors, lawyers, living in million-dollar houses, and they take them and give them to pedophiles. So the point here is, hardcore child raping families are protected. Good families are broke up because the CPS are a bunch of pedophiles.
It had to be money involved in that first case because we can't figure it out. We've got all the documents. And what you have to understand is what they do is they come in, if they make a mistake, they seize your child, fill out the paperwork. Then they go on defensive. If they seize your child and they fill out the paperwork the wrong way, they then give you hoops to jump through. And they find one thing wrong, they go, see, we were right. It's like finding dope in your house and then going to get a search warrant. So the system is going to be totally exposed. We have a mother that was arrested Monday morning. I got a phone call from an attorney with Atlanta, with Georgia, that asked me about this film. I wouldn't answer any questions. They said, what do I need to tell the main person? I said, I got three words for you. Kiss my, and I told them. They then left there. 15 minutes later, I get a phone call from the father that Nancy was trying to help. The mother was arrested for mental cruelty of her children, who she's not been able to see since November.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're now taking people's children for yelling at them when they run out in the street. Dr. Phil's saying that's worse than physical abuse. So they can take everybody's kids for yelling them or even spanking them. And meanwhile, the pedophiles can do whatever they want.
Alex, they took three children from this family, downtown Fulton County. She's sitting in jail since 9 o'clock Monday morning. It says no bond. She's there until they decide to set a bond. And she's sitting, and it's
no, they're launching a whole new nationwide deal where if you yell at your kids, they take them and give them to the rape rooms. And then meanwhile, if you're a certified abuser or a pedophile, they let you go.
And in this case, what happened, the little girl wandered outside, neighbor finds her, they call the police. She says, a white man chased me. Her dad's about 6'1" black. Great guy. And they arrested him because supposedly now they're saying after the fact, mental cruelty was he kicked her out of the house and said, you can't live with us no more. He loves his kids. She loves her kids. So the grand jury would indict, but yet she's sitting in jail on a no bond.
In your years of fighting this, because I've seen things, and I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm a strong person, and I would go down to families having their kids taken at birth, and they would even put the wrong names on the sheets to take the kids. They'd use a 2-year-old sheet on another family with a wrong name to go to the judge to have the kid taken. And I opened the hospital door. Mike Hansen was there, and I started crying. And these cops were choking the woman, making her sign the paper. And it just completely blew me away. And they have special police units that take the kids. Most of the cops don't know. It's like special pedophile units that are involved, and I had to stop getting involved with the CPS stuff except for radio interviews, because it's so horrible when you love children to know these people are doing this.
And they're doing exactly as you say, Alex. I've got the evidence that you're going to see that Nancy.
Oh, I've seen it. I'd almost vomited. I mean, this big fat pedophile, I just can't handle it anymore.
It's very, very disgusting stuff, and it's going to blow the lid off of DFACS. I have a tape recording of a DFACS supervisor explaining the cases and how the file work. If they've got a case on you, instead of spelling your last name correctly, they may use a U for an L, and they confuse the filing, and they have the system. So somebody.
Are you kidding? In case after case in Austin, they would use another name.
Yeah, and if that was they serve a subpoena on something, they go, well, we can't find it. They get some time to fix these records. So, and you're going to hear this out of their mouth, not mine, and you're going to hear it from a tape recording, a hidden tape, where a supervisor is telling an employee, help us fix this file. We're in trouble.
Well, that's the key. We need good CPS workers, and there's not many of them, to record these demons and to expose them. Stay there. I've got to have you back up next week or later this week for a full hour. This is just too powerful. God almighty. We'll be right back.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
William Fain, CPS crime investigator and investigating the family services in Georgia, a true nest of evil. Florida's the worst from our research, but Georgia may be even worse. When is this video going to be released, and where is it going to be released? YouTube?
No, we're not going to go to YouTube. We're going to go straight to TV with it. We're getting offers from across the country, and we're just kind of sitting on it right now as far as the offers. It's in the editing and post-production right now. I'm predicting that it'll take us 3 to 4 weeks to finish it, put the music to it, get all the documents that we need to back it up. We've got.
Well, you better hope they didn't kill her, because this goes right to the top. They may come after you.
Well, I mean, they know who I am. The governor knows who I am. They all know me. And, you know, I will support some of the stuff you're saying. Some of these people think it's Georgia. I'm telling you, it's nationwide. And if they come after your children, you need to have recorders and cameras running, because they change their stories from what happens when they come get your kids to when they get in the courtroom. You're going to see a 7-year-old.
Listen, I got the paperwork that they gave this one family when they took their newborn baby down at the city hospital, and it was a wrong name and 2 years old. It's all fake paperwork, and I kept wondering, why is it other names? And now you're explaining it. That's to confuse everything.
Yeah, and you're going to see a testimony from a 7-year-old little girl who testified in open court. It was closed. We were there. And she says, she points right at the dispatch worker and said, "You lied. You told me if I said my daddy screamed at me, you'd get me a bicycle and let me go home." And then the courtroom just went silent. You know, so they try to shut it down immediately after that. Said, "Oh, well, she's just dreaming this." And no 7-year-old's dreaming this stuff. These people are taking our children. And there are times we need good DCS workers, children's services. They're not all demons. But the power, when you question their motives, that's when they come after you. If you start saying you can't do this, they're going to prove to you they can. So we've got to put a stop to this. And I believe that this film and documentary is going to expose the horrors of this. And I plan on going nationwide with it.
WilliamFain.com. What's the name of the film?
Haven't named it yet. I think what we're going to name it is, me and Nancy talked about it, was In the Best Interest, Exposing the Horrors of DFACS in Georgia.
And again, DFACS stands for?
Department of Family and Children's Services.
We've only got 3 minutes left. In your research of this, give us some of the other horror stories.
Well, we've got one child that was raped. I think it's one of the worst rapes I've ever seen. 2 years, 8 months old. But DFACS didn't seize this child because they knocked on the door. It was of a rich doctor, so they believed the lady that answered the door and said, "Oh, he's not here," and yet her son was raping the child in a back room. We have the evidence. The child's dead. We have all the paperwork. One of the worst stories I've ever seen in my life. We have a mother who they seized the child at 2 years old. She fought for him for 14 years, so she finally just had to give up. You're going to hear her testimony. It's heart-wrenching, the stuff they did to her. Every time they tried to reunify her, they would find a way to call her boss and say she's being investigated. She lost job after job. They came to her house. They kicked the door in front of her children and took them from her. I literally beat the door down and took her children from her. Her son is 16 and now sneaks around to offices where they have him at, Georgia, and calls her. So soon hopefully he'll come home. You're going to hear a story about that. You're going to hear a story about a father who was really not even the dad of the child, but he signed the birth certificate. The mother gets caught on drugs. They came and seized the child from a father who has a good job, who offered to take care of it, put it in foster care, and by the time the child was 4, was raped 3 times by foster care parents. So they're taking our children out of a good situation sometimes and put them with these foster care. We had 2 returned the other day. I haven't seen the mother in 30 days. When they left, they were making big grades in school, clean and healthy. They returned with lice, worms, and had missed 18 days of
Listen,
school.
Listen, for a summer, I worked for a carpet cleaning place, and I'd go in these houses that were foster care, and the kids were like animals.
Yes.
And that was my big wake-up call. I was like, who is this? Who are these people? Well, William Fain, we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you for your work. We're about to end the show. I want to say bye to you here. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.